Thank you for holding. Is this Errol?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Errol. My name's John. I'm one of the directors that handles pricing here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative. His name is John Ramirez. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions aside from just the pricing?
I mean, usually the first thing I like to hear whenever I'm cutting in on a deal is what it's going to cost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it just saves a lot of time. Like, you tell me what it costs, and I can tell you right now whether or not it's worth it for me or viable, you know?
Yeah, of course. It's just you kind of want to clearly see what you're getting before you look at a price. It's kind of like, you know, you want to look at the car.
I kind of look at it the other way. I look at it the other way. Like, I like, because I know what my expenses can be, right? So,
yeah.
I like to get a number before I even hear the deal. Because,
yeah.
I mean, no matter how sweet a deal may sound, if it's not, you know, I mean, and within my margin, in my limits, then it's not worth it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just used to talking with business owners, but the pricing structure is $149 month to month.
Month to month, yeah. See, that's, I think that's, I don't know. Like, I just, what I got, I think just what I got for now, like, what I'm doing now works for me. And, I mean, like I said, I got Angie's.
Right.
Angie leads. I mean, they haven't sent me a single job yet, but, I mean, I literally just set it up last week, end of last week, so.
Yeah.
But, I figured I'd try them out for a year first, since they contacted me first, you know. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I paid a one year membership, but it's actually, they had a promotion to where that 1 year membership would normally be like $249,
mm-hmm.
and it was $298, and it's a lifetime membership, so
mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay that renewal every year.
Right, it's a pay per lead system. I know because they have a contract with Google. We're a Google partner. So they pay Google to
right.
have an ad, and then they resell you the leads they get from their Google ad. Home Advisor bottom
yep.
in 2016. Yeah. So it's like if we list you independently, you don't have to deal with leads that are going to four or five other people. They're saturated, and you won't get charged per lead either. It's just $149 per month. Most business owners wind up racking up a lot more than $149 a month in lead fees through a system like that.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
usually
well,
more cost efficient and just better overall. More people are using Google. And the reason we didn't call you first is because we don't just throw anybody on the first page of Google and tell the community that they're the best. You know, you got to have some kind of track record of the human being that you're promoting on the first page.
Yeah, but I mean, how do y'all even know that I'm a good business? I literally started my business 2 months ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
that's my
went through background screening in order to get on the Angie's List program. So that's how we know you exist now. So if you wouldn't have signed up for that, we wouldn't be considering you for this. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying long term, you're going to wind up spending a lot more per lead, even though you're signed up on their membership for the year or however long that may be, lifetime. I mean, a lifetime membership is going to be more beneficial to them than it would be to you. You know, because now if somebody's looking up your business name, or if you ever tried Googling your business name, you're going to see your Angie's List and Home Advisor stuff actually pop up before a Google listing. And that number is not going to call you directly. It's going to go to their lead generation automated answering service, and then they're going to sell that to those people as a lead. So it's benefiting
right.
them to have you up there because they're going to capture your potential clients and turn them into more leads to sell when you could just
right.
be
and
on
they,
Google.
They're making,
and
plus, they're making commission off of it for every job
right.
that I get them. Or that they get me, right?
Exactly. So it's just more beneficial to have yourself listed independently. You know, let people call you directly. You don't have that third party getting involved with every single lead. We don't charge a percentage of your jobs. Just the $149 per month, you know, what comes with it comes with it. We don't interact with your clients or tell you owe us more money because you made so much, you know. And that's why it is month to month, too. I mean, smart business owners aren't going to keep paying for their Google listing unless it's generating a significant return on investment. Google's been the best form of online advertisement for the last 10 years.
I use Google every day.
Exactly. So, I mean, if we could do that for you, that's a discounted pricing structure. If you go on our website, it's usually running $250 or $249. So I knocked $100 off the monthly cost in order to prove it to you. Get your foot in the door. And come January 1st, or by the time your next billing is due on the 16th of January, you'll already be able to write off the first payment. So you already have return on investment from clients, and you'll be able to write it off. Talk about Merry Christmas.
That's my thing is, dude, I've been so busy already, though. Like, I mean, because this is a part-time business, right? Like, I work shift work, so I do this on the side of working my time job. And
you started a business for a reason, right? I mean, I started a business
6 months
ago. My hope is one day I don't have to work here anymore. That's the whole point.
No doubt. Yeah, I did not start it without ambition, right?
Yeah. And you got to get in front of your customers when they're doing the search if you plan on landing a consistent flow of them. And I know you know that. That's probably why you got on the other service in the first place, the Angie's.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. When Angie's called me, it was the same kind of conversation, like that standoffish kind of conversation, you know.
Well, it's not standoffish. It's just sometimes, like, you're really great at what you do, right? And everybody is, like, good at their thing, you know? I've been marketing for 10 years, so sometimes people hit me with, like, marketing fact, maybe from their own perception, but we have a thing called Google Analytics, which allows us to, like, literally see what's going on the back end. Like, dumpster rental in a 50-mile radius, I mean, you're looking at, you know, 1,812 searches in the last 30 days, you know? So for somebody to be like, you know, I like Angie's List, or I signed up for a year, like, that's not comparable to somebody that's using our services in order. It's like if somebody was, Angie's List is like if somebody was renting dumpster rentals or getting dumpster rentals from you and then reselling the rental for more than what they paid you to get it for, you know? It's like, it's like, so if somebody tries to tell me that's comparable, I'm like, where do you think most of their leads are coming from that they're charging you guys for?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I know that they're actually advertising, right? I mean, and
that's
a lot of
how those companies started. Well, not Angie's List. Angie's List got bought out by Home Advisor, but Home Advisor got started by doing that. They literally would just go to Google, pay for Google ads. It might cost them $5 to get that lead, but they'll sell the lead for $30, and then they'll sell it to like four guys. So they take their $120 that they spent $5 on getting the lead. They run. Only one of those business owners gets the job, and they're charging you whether you get the job or not on that system. So Angie's is a little better. They give you like a monthly budget, and let's say it's like $300. They can't go over that, but they might charge you $50 a lead, so you're only going to get six opportunities out of your $300, and those opportunities are being sold to four or five other guys. So it's like they're shooting you in the foot. Yeah, exactly. It's like they're giving you a chance, but it's, you know, I mean, the time it takes them to send that lead over, who's to say that that homeowner didn't just go Google and pick one of the guys off the first page already by the time you call them? It's just a dead lead.
See, why you couldn't call me first, bro?
We have to have some kind of proof that you're, you know, trustworthy. We can't just put anybody up there, you know. And it's the main reason that started actually was because of locksmiths. We used to just throw locksmiths on there back in the day when I first started working here. And then now that's like super dangerous. These guys know what you have in your house. After they unlock it, they know what you have in your car after they unlock it. Like, it's just a fishy industry. And then Google started having all these requirements.
Ooh.
Like, hey, you need to make sure you know who we're putting up there because people are trusting Google to get them a quality service, and then they're ending up getting robbed, you know? So. Yeah, so, you know, you putting yourself up there is good, though, because if you wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't be considering you for first page placement. So in hindsight, that's not like it's wasted by putting yourself up there. But if you have the opportunity available, you know, there's $100 on the ground. Are you going to pick it up, or are you going to walk by it and you know, hope there's more money to be found later.
If you want me to be honest, I would probably pick it up and ask who it was for.
Yeah, well, that's really commendable. You know,
that's just the type of guy I am. I mean, it's not 100.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's just a metaphor. I'm saying, like, it's an opportunity.
Yeah,
let's say you're in the middle of the forest and nobody's around. He's gonna leave it there, or he's gonna pick it up and use it.
Yeah, we're probably gonna pick it up.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what this is. It's an opportunity, and obviously, if you see the opportunity, and it's month to month, you know, I'm not telling you you got to marry us in order for us to prove to you that it's better than what you're using now. You know, after a couple of, or, well, 30 days is basically what it takes in order to get everything set up. You know, if you sit down and you're looking at, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So if you try this, you look back on it, you compare it to what you're using now, it's really a no-brainer. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Right. Oh, what is it, 149?
It's $149 month to month, and then there's no extra charges throughout the month. So no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees.
And if I get on Google and search Triple E Dumpsters, search for dumpster rentals, Triple E Dumpsters will pop up in my area.
Exactly. Actually, that's only one keyword, so we list you for up to 15 keyword terms or phrases at a time. And you can even hand select them. Obviously, that's going to be your main.
Tell you what, bro. So what's your side business? You trying to get into, like, your own retail business? Because you're pretty good at it. In marketing business.
It's my dad actually got sued when I was, like, young. And so he's really good with cutting trees. He kind of developed his own little side business. And then it wasn't really taken off because he's an old school guy, you know, he's almost 60, he's like 58
right.
years old. So I decided to go in there, develop everything, you know, make all the investments, get it up and running. So it's a business that I own, but, you know, I'm partnered with my dad, so at the end of the day, he owns me. He really gets
yeah.
the majority of it. I stick to my day job usually and taking care of my kids, but I handle all, like, the insurance for it. The tree service.
Yeah.
He actually goes out and oversees the job, and I oversee, like, the payroll and the money, the tax parts of it.
Yeah, you do the paper side.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, he, like, puts on his glasses, and then he, like, texts with one finger. Yeah, he's like, driving on it. Yeah, so I'm basically just kind of taking care of Pops with that and any extra, you know, just the family.
All right, well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not interested, so I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Angie's, then, you know, this would be a great fit for you moving into 2022. This would be a long-term marketing solution. But at some point, I'm hoping that when you see the numbers, you don't just continue to let that run. I know you said you signed a lifetime membership, but like I said, if I'm going to go in here and do the optimization, that's going to get more searches towards your business name. And if they're still up there, they might be capturing a percentage of those. So, you know, I'm not saying you got to cancel it right away, but just after a while, there's no reason for them to benefit off of marketing that you're investing in, too. So.
Oh, no doubt. I'm going to tell you, like, what I'm going to do with this opportunity is I'm going to see what does better for me, you know? If y'all do better for me than what Angie's is, then, yes, I'll 100% cancel Angie's.
Okay. Well, I want to also give you, like, a realistic expectation. So we're going to send you, like, a postcard in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a PIN verification letter. These PIN verification letters, they take, like, 3 to 5 days in order to get there. So you probably won't even All have right. that until, like, next week. And, I mean, the timing, you know, it's the holiday. So it may even come, you know, like, after, in a worst-case scenario. The holiday.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen with the mail. But we can't actually, like, direct traffic your way until that PIN verification is completed.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Okay.
Patient,
but in between, Okay, I just want to make sure. And then in between now and then, we'll get your website up and running, though. We'll do your client interview, customize the campaign, so that way it's all ready to launch. And then once we get that pin, then we can go live with the account. So you'll still see some return on investment in month one, but month two is going to be more profitable for you because you won't have to go through that setup period again.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got that out there before signing you up, so that way you know, like, hey, you're not going to be up there tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I kind of got that early. You said it'd probably take a month.
But yeah.
A month before I started seeing anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you still want time up there to evaluate it, right? Because people got to see you up there consistently. You know, people might search 3-4 times before they actually make a purchase, but at least you're always being seen as a top option there. That's going to be a huge difference maker because right now they're not even seeing you at all when they're doing the Google search. They would have to literally scroll past these guys, click on that Angie's List listing, and then scroll through there to find you, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to create your online profile. This is called your Google My Business page. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
You want to do mailing address, actually?
Yeah, I can mail it to you. I could also hide the address, too, if it's a residence and you don't want it up there.
Yeah, I mean, it is a residence. If people pull up, I'm just going to walk outside, shake their hands. But
okay. I thought you were going to say some pro-Second Amendment stuff.
No. No, I mean, not if they're a potential client, right? If they get dumb, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I am pro-Second Amendment, but yeah, I mean, I'm a responsible pro-Second Amendment person, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy last couple of years, let me tell you, you know, a lot of people request that they have their residence not displayed since you're usually going to them, they're not coming to you, but if you have them usually come there and kind of review what you have beforehand, then that's, you know, you're definitely going to want to have it up there.
Yeah, I got my address set on Facebook, so
okay.
I'm not too concerned about it. It is what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I could leave it up there for you. What's the street address that you want me to send the PIN verification letter to?
That's what I'm saying. I use a post office box, so
can't send it to a PO box.
Yeah. All right. So y'all using UPS or no?
UPS. We could use FedEx. We've express shipped some before.
Right,
that actually might be a good idea
in
this situation because of the holiday. I can put in a request to have it express shipped, so that way it definitely gets there 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
I'll do that
well,
right now.
Alright, my address is,
okay,
my
ready.
Business address is 5606, but normally I send everything to my mom and dad's house, which is literally right in front of mine.
Okay.
Cause I don't have any markers on my home.
Okay, so let me be transparent. So there's a lot of other directories that use Google. They have like a pre-existing relationship with Google, and we give you those directories for free when you sign up with the service. You get Yelp, you get Yellow Pages, you get Facebook Page, you get Merchant Circle. If you already have these things, we're not going to duplicate them, you know. But if we create this business profile and we put an address on there and we submit it, it's not just going to be on Google. It's going to be on all the business listings with your name and phone number. So name, address, and phone number usually run together. That's how the AI confirms that it's the same business.
All right. So should I not put my address there?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. If I hide it, I could still send you the PIN and then have it so it just everything is under Tripoli Dumpsters LLC and then it's in Convent. And I could have it be like the
let's do that
zip code. Idea. Yeah. Okay, what's
yeah,
the
let's,
address?
Let's do that, though. The only way I think I'll get the package is if you send it to my parents' house.
Okay.
So that's what I sent out my package. It's 5604.
5604.
LA 44.
LA 44?
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. Okay, 70723?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and have the address hidden. And then the business name you want it displayed is Triple E Dumpsters LLC, or do you not want the LLC displayed?
I mean, that's totally up to you. I mean, honestly, I personally, whenever I'm looking for something, I mean, yeah, I think if I was looking for like somebody was coming cut trees, yeah, I'd probably want to. I'd want to see LLC at a business, man. But I mean,
yeah, it looks more professional, but it's at your discretion.
Yeah,
so I can't just say, hey, you know, I'm gonna put this. I have to get your.
You can put it on there. You can put Triple E Dumpsters LLC.
Okay, looks better that way. My opinion.
Right. At least
I can't just.
I'm insured, you know.
Yeah, I can't. Even if I think it's in the best interest, I can't just make decisions like that without your discretion. What's your
right.
your full first name? How do you spell it?
Errol. E R R O L.
Okay, so that is correct. I was like, did he spell this right? Okay, and then what's your last name?
Louvier. L O U V. I E R E.
That sounds French.
Yeah. I actually looked it up on Google not that long ago, and it's actually a noble name.
Yeah.
I care, but.
Well, I mean, the biggest museum in the world is the Louvre. So, like, Louvier, you know. You know what the Louvre is?
Yeah. No, never heard of it.
Never?
No, and I love history, too. That's crazy.
It's in Paris. It's it's like literally the biggest, like the most visited museum in the world. The Mona Lisa is there. The Venus de Milo.
Oh,
is there.
All right. Yeah. So I guess it's gonna have to be bucket list.
Yeah. It's amazing. I've been there before. It's definitely a bucket list thing. I'll never forget that. I'm sure it's probably one of the last memories I'll have as I'm on my deathbed. it's pretty amazing.
Mine would probably be high school days, honestly.
I seen Kobe Bryant there. Actually, it was pretty cool. It was family. The museum's
really?
Like 2 miles long. Yeah, I was just walking through, and he's there with his lady and his daughters. I mean, obviously, he's not around anymore. This was like 2016.
Yeah.
But yeah. Very close to your last name. Okay. All right. And then we got CT. Oh, you're in the part where you're still on Central. Okay. So let's put CT. All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to have to send you everything in writing because this is actually a discounted pricing structure that I put you on. I basically just try to give you the lowest pricing structure I could.
Errol Luke, it's going to be my first name and my last name at gmail.com.
Okay. And it's good you're already a Gmail user. An update. Okay, perfect. All right, and then we will develop a site for you, okay, because you don't have one.
All right.
Do you have, like, a logo already for the business or, like, photos that you want to use?
Yeah, I do have a logo.
Okay, I'm gonna send you two texts. One's gonna be my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, so if you need help or you want something done real quick, you could just text or call me at that line. And then
all
I'll also send over an email address. If you could send in any photos or logo you want to use, we can get that published to the site. And then we could help develop a logo if you don't already have one. I got caught up in typing.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to remember what it was I went through, but it was kind of like a contest online for my logo, and you basically put up $249 worth of prize, basically like a prize pot, right? And I had people from all over the world design logos, and I picked the one I did.
Nice.
It's
so you got really
in all the different formats and all that.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, it always helps if we can have that attached to your Google My Business page, your website, maybe on the side of a vehicle or on the dumpsters themselves, or if you have T-shirts, anything that just brands it and just kind of makes it so they're familiar if you do happen to pull
right,
up.
Right, I have some pictures of my bins. They got the logos on them.
There you go. Okay. You got a bins. Should have sold it for more. Okay. Shouldn't have dropped the price. You got me. All right.
Roll up, Ben.
Oh, Benz, like, okay. I thought you said a Benz, like a Mercedes Benz.
No.
I was like, you put a sticker on the side of your Benz, you're really balling. I was like, I would never do that.
Yeah. No, my truck costs more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm one of those guys.
People don't realize how much a diesel truck costs nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I know. My dad has a diesel, and that's for the tree company. He rolls around in that, and big old one. And then I have Tacoma and a 4Runner. I'm a big Toyota guy.
Oh, you're my kind of guy, dude. I got a 2000 Tacoma regular cab sitting in a yard right now, man.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, dude, those things are indestructible.
Needs a new motor, though. Not indestructible.
Oh, man. You must have really beat it up then, because they usually last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they could take
my first truck, my high school truck, and I still got it, too.
Oh, yeah. My Tacoma is like a 06, and then my 4Runner is the 16. So the 4Runner's new. That's the grocery getter.
Yeah, I love the 4Runners, man. They're nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my baby right now, especially. My son's only 7 months old, too, so I actually bought that because my lady got pregnant. Otherwise, I would just be roaming around with the truck everywhere, but, you know, there's no backseat.
Yeah, I got two boys. Two boys also, bro. So another struggle.
There you go. How old are your sons?
Oh, I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you really got to pull something out for Christmas, huh? My boy is still too small to know what's going on.
I bought him twice last year. So.
Oh, my God. That's my worst fear, is having to try to one-up myself every year. I'm like, oh, my God. I get him a PS5 when he's 5, and then where do I go from there?
Get him a game to actually be able to use it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, geez, I can't go and get them clothes the following year after they get dirt bikes. They're just like, what the heck is
this?
Well,
the good thing to remember is that kids don't understand monetary value yet. So
yeah.
You get them a
PS5,
they don't know that costs any more than a game, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I worry about that, though, like going to school. Like, I feel I only have one, so my son is very calm. Like, I go around other babies, I'm like, these kids are nuts, but they got brothers and sisters and stuff. I think he's just really mellow because he just hangs out with mom and dad all the time. But I worry about when he goes to school or gets around other kids, then he's going to start looking at what, you know, they got an iPhone. I'm like, he's 5. They got an iPhone 14, Dad. You know, I'm like, worried about that stuff. I'm like, keeping up with the Joneses. I got to keep them humble, keep them outside.
It's definitely going to happen, dude.
Yeah, I want to raise them the old school way. Mine,
I want a 4-wheeler. I don't want a dirt bike. I'm like, well, you got a dirt bike, so.
Yeah, but that's awesome, though. I mean, at least he's getting outside. You know, I just don't want him to be one of those tablet kids that just sits, you know, in the house on the tablet watching stuff or on his phone all day.
That usually changes once you have your second one.
Then they got to start playing outside. Don't encourage me to do that. I'm the first one was an accident.
I'm just telling you. Like, I got two boys. Yeah, my first one was an accident, too. I had my first one at 20, man.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm barely 29, so I waited. I was one of those guys, like, I'm never having them.
You're the same age as me.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, I was like, I'm never having kids. You know, I always said that.
Me
and then,
too.
And then it was like, oh, surprise.
I'm not having kids. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, it's funny. I found out, like, right after an argument, too, so I thought it was a joke. I'm like, oh, how convenient for you.
Me too.
All right, let's go run down to the store.
You get a stick on my bed, dude. I'm like,
my gosh. Yeah. She's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm calling BS. Let's go to the store and get some more, you know? Who'd you get this from?
That's what happened, dude. The same shit. And, like, I literally sat in the bed depressed for, like, 2 weeks.
I was actually pretty depressed until they told me it was a boy, and then I got all excited. But, like, the first, like, two months, I was like, oh, no. I'm going to have a kid.
The only thing that comes to my head is, There Goes My Life, that song, you know?
Yeah, but when you have boys, it's cool, you know? It's like, all right. Yeah, we can go do our thing without her later.
No doubt.
Yeah, and he'll understand me later when I explain certain things, you know?
It's like, damn, you can cut the grass for me one day. This is actually kind of a bad gig.
Taking out the trash, you know? He's like, oh, I want to get a dog. I'm like, yeah, let's wait for him to get, like, 4 or 5 where he can actually, like, put the food in the bowl, clean up the poop, because I'm not doing it. And then you can go get your dog. Yeah. All right. So I have your profile here pretty much set up, but we do need to set up a client interview with you. So, like, the client interview is where we do a lot of customization for your Google listing. We'll, you know, interview you on your business, ask you about, you know, the services, the products that you have, the areas that you want to show up in. Maybe if there's areas you don't want to show up in, you don't want those people or working with the, want to work with those people. And then, obviously get your website set up. So, you know, the client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time,
right,
you know, maybe later today or tomorrow where I can schedule that and we can get that knocked out?
We can do today if you want. I mean, what time?
I feel like 5 and 6.
That would be, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do, put it around there.
Okay. Let me lock in for that time. And then I'll send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. And then I'll also send over a text message like 1 hour before just to confirm that's still a good time. If something pops up or changes, just let me know. I could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting any time here. I got a small window of opportunity to show you what we can do, and there's a good volume of traffic actually in this industry, so you're not really in a bad area.
Yeah, that's with the hurricane, man. I know,
yeah,
a lot of my work right now is from hurricane, you know,
yeah,
relief. It's, but
yeah, the last couple of months have been pretty consistent with searches in your industry. So that's why you're not in the wrong,
yeah,
area for this industry. You should be able to do this full time. Okay, let's see here. How many bins do you have?
I started out with 2, and a week later I bought a third one with profit. So
okay. So you could run about 3 of them. How long do your rentals,
yeah,
usually last? Are they like multiple days, or it's really up to them?
I usually do 3 days.
Okay, that's so that's a
you
minimum.
Know, and if I
days.
Can't, since I work shift work, if I can't get to it,
mm-hmm, you might
in those 3 days
day.
To pick it up, then yeah, then they'll get however many days extra free. You know, I don't charge them for that. But if for some reason that, like, I drop it off and then I was supposed to pick it up on Wednesday and
yeah,
they don't have it ready till Thursday, then I charge them an extra $100, usually what I do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay. Well, you may want to get a couple more of them, but let's...
Yeah, I'm buying them as I make money with it. I'm adding
them. Yeah, keep investing in more to manage the workload.
Yep.
Yeah, but don't overshoot it either. You know, you want to kind of ride it out so that way your profit's still growing too, and then... You know,
yeah,
with
a resale value on these things is actually very good. So,
oh, they retain their value.
Kind of
so it's like my 4Runner.
Yeah. Yeah,
my car,
exactly.
My car's actually gone up in price since I bought it. I only had it for like a year and a half.
So I bought my Duramax. I got a 2019 Duramax Denali, and I bought it and was it in the 19? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just pulled it up. That's a pretty truck.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I got the pearl white and.
Oh yeah, pearl. Oh yeah.
The pearl white. So I bought it at, I had 15,000 miles on it. I paid $61,000 for my truck, and literally not even 7 months later, somebody called me up and offered me $69,500. It was so hard not to sell it, dude.
Oh yeah. I know, it's especially when you got the little ones there, you're like, I could always go get another one, maybe, you know, but
that's the reason
like,
why I didn't sell it.
Well, I mean, this looks like you could just do anything in it. Yeah, I mean, going from a Tacoma to that is just like night and day, just the size of the cab, the size of the bed.
Yep.
Yeah, this is...
So that was the deal, right? My girl was in school for nursing,
mm-hmm,
and, well, actually, to be a doctor whenever I knocked up, so I'm kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of why I cried so much about it. But
no, that's good, man. You won.
yeah.
So, good mistake.
Yeah. So if she was a doctor, like if she'd have kept going to school to be a doctor, then yeah, I probably wouldn't be working right now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Probably
so,
better,
I mean,
though. You know,
because
when the lady's the breadwinner, then you get pushed around.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind getting pushed around. I get pushed around just to not ever have to put a hard hat on ever again, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's easier to deal with than breaking your back every day. That's funny. Yeah, no, my lady
tries to push me around regardless, so.
Yeah, that's true. My lady would be a dictator with it, too, so. She already has been. We've already had those crazy conversations. I'm like, he can come with me, you know? You don't gotta be here. Oh, yeah? Then, you know, I come home.
Everybody's been there, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, all my stuff's messed up. What are you doing? Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're making me think about crazy stuff. We've been through it, let me tell you. But it's okay. We're agreeing to work things out for the little guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yep, that's something, that's
dude. Swear to God, we're in the same boat, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm happy I have boys. Because I'm like, if I ever really get past my breaking point, I'm just gonna be like, all right, son. This is what happened. You're old enough to understand. I'm still here,
yeah.
But yeah, this is why you have a stepmom now.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
You got two Christmases. I got you. Okay. So I got your client interview set up. I sent that invitation over.
All right.
Okay, let me just go in here. Okay. So then they're gonna purchase your URL right now. PIN verification was sent out. Okay, and then all right, so I got everything set up. Last thing we gotta do is secure the first month's payment of the $149. And then I'll have you sign off on the terms and conditions just to agree. So I'll go over that with you. It's just going to have everything in writing, and then we should be good to go until our client interview this afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right. So let me go to billing here. Let me adjust your invoices first. So this is going to be our pro package. Our pro package is advertised on our website at $399 a month, by the way. So you're getting the pro package for $149. I've locked that in, so it's an indefinite discount. So as long as you continue to work with me, you know, you'll have that $149 pricing structure. It's not going to change on you.
Sweet.
Okay.
That's my biggest thing, dude. Normally, it's like it sounds so good that first month, you know, but when you look past that first month, it's like, bam, double.
All of a sudden, yeah. You got to be really leery with anything. Anybody? And just in general, I mean, I don't know how long you've been running your business, but anybody that asks you for a year contract before they've proven anything, you know, or it's like an employee telling you, hey, they want you to give them a year salary, like guaranteed, before you've ever seen
work.
Yeah, it's just not ideal. It's the same concept when you're hiring somebody to do your marketing, you know, anything like that is usually not good. You know, if the product's good,
you don't want to be locked in.
Yeah, you should be willing to come back at your own will each month. I shouldn't have to convince you each month to use your Google listing. If you sit back and you look at it, it's an asset. It's not a liability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right. I have your invoices adjusted here. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address? Is it under your parents' address?
Billing address is actually a P.O. box.
Okay. What's the P.O. box number?
P.O. box 309.
309. Okay.
And that's Convent, Louisiana.
Is it still the 70723?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
5129.
5129.
1300.
1300.
0240.
0240.
3301.
3301. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0922.
09 of 22, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
See, that's the one I never like giving people.
the security code. It's okay. We use VeriSign. So I don't know if you ever bought anything on like Amazon or eBay, but basically what happens is I'll input it and then it codes it out. It encrypts it. So it just looks like little X's. And then we send you the login information. So you'll have access to your own billing information after this. You won't have to ever give it to me again or anybody here.
Right. 700.
700. Okay. So let me update this. And then, by the way, so like this campaign, the pro package, it covers about a 25-mile radius. If you do start getting more bins or you happen to hire somebody to manage it and you keep the full-time job, just as an example, you can call me and we can expand on that. Obviously, the account would get bigger, right? The pricing would change. But we can expand on that and, you know, we can grow it, you know, 50, you can even get it up to like a 100-mile radius by doing Google Ads too. I don't know if you've ever seen those ones, but those are at the top. It says AD. But obviously, I want to get you started with this. It let you evaluate the return on investment with this, and then if you decide you want to do that, just let me know, and I could always upgrade the package later.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to get you your invoice receipt. Before I can legally process a transaction with Triple E Dumpsters LLC, I do have to walk you through a 60-second recording just to outline the agreement. It's called a voice verification. As I walk you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or understand, just say, hey, you know, John, what does that mean? I could rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Triple E Dumpsters, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Errol Louvier, and owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying you can't do anything else. Like, I know what you're already using. If you want to keep using that stuff, that's at your own discretion. But after today, you know, before you add something, touch base. I want to make sure that you're not, like, paying for something you already have or duplicating any of the listings we created for you. I don't want somebody going in and touching your website, and then I don't know what's going on. I'm, like, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So just let me know if you're not sure. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 16th of 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149. However, that's going to be for our pro package, and I've included a .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, this is an indefinite discount, so as long as you're with us, you're going to get that discounted pricing structure of $149. It will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th day, so we're not manually processing the transaction. However, because you are not binded to a contract, it states you can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee nor penalty should you decide to discontinue our services at some point in the future. And then it asked if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So let me go ahead and process here. And then once your payment clears, you're going to get a text message. It'll say, Errol, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I'm going to hang on the line here, make sure you get this. And I can send the information over for your client interview right now. I'm going to have a hard time finding 15 keywords relevant to dumpster rental, but we'll just kind of look and see what people are. Yeah.
When I set up my Facebook ads, I'm like,
dumpster.
Yeah.
Like, I try not to use the word rental because if I use the word rental, I have to pay sales tax. If I use waste removal services or trash removal,
yeah,
it's not taxable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pain. It's okay. We have this analytics system, so this will actually let me pull up the full 25-mile radius and see what people have been searching in your industry, and then I'll send that over to the client interview technician, so they'll have those ready for your client interview, and you can kind of cherry-pick what you want to use.
Right.
Okay. So there's a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
All right.
Okay, and then this will have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features that are in our pro package, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. Opt into text messages. I'm pretty fond of texting, if that's okay with you. I know you've got a full time, and this is a side business too, so I don't want to be blowing you up while you're taking care of your full time work. But text messages, opt into that. Verify that you are the cardholder. This is your billing information and everything. And then the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last. Now, this isn't a contract. It's more like a written receipt in exchange of services. So that way you have a printout of, hey, this is everything that I'm getting, and this is what I paid. And then that will also lock in your pricing structure with us. So moving forward, you'll always have a hard copy of this on file, and so will we. No, there's no confusion.
All right. It says opt out of SMS communication, so I'm already opted in, right?
Yeah, don't check that. Yeah, if it says opt out, then you're already opted into it.
Yeah.
I think I set that up. Oh, yeah, I checked it on this side. All righty. That's weird, so just check.
All right, I did it.
Okay, perfect. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. At the end of your client interview, you're going to get a text message, an email with a YouTube video. The text message is going to have your login credentials for that tracking system you see there after you submit your signature. And then the email will have like a YouTube video and a way to basically change that login credentials to whichever you prefer. But this is nice because as we go, you can literally log into that. You can see everything we're doing for you. So you'll be able to see how many clicks, calls, leads that you've gotten, what services they looked up, what zip code they came from. If you ever notice certain things are working better than others, you can ask to have them switch through there. If you miss calls because you're on your full-time job, you can always go back into that pipeline there, and it'll actually save their number and what they were looking for when they did the Google search. So that'll be really convenient for you. Yeah, you could just go through that pipeline. So it'll still pipeline leads for you if you miss the live calls, which is great, but obviously you're going to have your best conversions with the live calls. Usually if they've already looked up dumpster rental and called you, that's a done deal. You just got to answer the phone.
Right.
Okay. But that's basically that. Let me just triple check everything. Okay, so there's a 4-point checklist here at the end of a call. So it states, verify client interview time. So that's today between 5 and 6 o'clock. Sign terms and conditions, that's signed. Ask client to send over email and photos. Okay, or photos and company logo to the company email. Okay, and then what's the last one? Oh, verify a PIN verification letter. Okay. So the client interview, I mean, we're going to bug you about. The two things I just want you to focus on, because we're already going to blow you up for the client interview this afternoon, would be the photos and logo sent over to that email address. And then when you get that PIN verification letter, if you could kind of communicate that to your parents since it's going to their house, I don't want to waste time on that. You know, there's a 5-digit number on the back of that that we need from you. So I could do all the legwork, get your website and everything up and running. But we need that. It's really important.
I literally pass through my parents' house every day, so we good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just they're gonna be. What are you doing in my mailbox?
Extension cord left away from me.
Oh wow. That could be good and bad. My dad drives me nuts. He really does. It's mostly just because he's older, but he's an OG, man. So he's just like.
My mom is that person.
Yeah, he's got very country grammar, and he just Yeah, the technology, it's like, I can't believe he's my dad sometimes. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. All right, but thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, feel free to give me a call. I'm actually really looking forward to working with you because we're like the same age and pretty like-minded, got a lot of the same stuff going on. So, you know, I'm sure we'll operate on a similar wavelength. But if there's anything extra that I could do to help you too along the way, or you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. You know, it's in our best interest to make sure everything's working well for you, because in order for it to work well for me, it's got to work for you, right? In order for us to make money, you have to make money.
Right.
So, you know, feel free to chime in anytime you need it, okay?
Yeah. Oh, hey, bro, you game?
Yeah, actually, I do. It's W-A-3-3-Y-S-U-P. But I use Xbox One. I'm not on PS5 yet.
Oh, I'm on PC.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not on PC. I just have the Xbox One. I get into my, every now and then, a little Call of Duty, a little NBA 2K here and there. I haven't really been too fond of the newer Madden, but I kind of stick to the shooters and the sports games.
It's like me, dude.
Yeah, I love it. That's what keeps me busy. I just put my little man on me. That's actually going to be how I spend my afternoon tonight. Yeah, because mom's going to go hang out with her family and do some shopping and stuff for Christmas, and I'm going to be hanging out with little man playing some games. So I'm going to try to watch that Chiefs-Chargers football game too, but that'll basically be my whole afternoon. We'll be watching football and playing video games. I can't wait till the day's over. No, but it's awesome. You know, sometimes it works out that bad when I get to meet guys like you, but a lot of times, like, man, these business owners, sometimes the business owners I work with are like, you know, like my dad, for example. You know, they just give me headaches. They don't get it. You know, explaining stuff to them, you got to go over 10 times, and then they expect everything to happen right away. I'm like, okay, you know, like, it's tough, but it's okay. It could be worse. I'm over here complaining, and life is really not that bad over here, so could be a lot worse. All right, but hey, you know, again, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. I got to submit this campaign and then run downstairs. So the client interview technician will be a separate technician, but you could always get a hold of me. Like, if you ever run into somebody you don't like or you feel you're not being treated right, they should always treat you right. They go to school in order to get an opportunity to work here. But if you ever run anything, you know, I'm your direct point of contact. I gave you my direct extension for a reason. So, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. If I didn't like you, I would just leave you the customer service number. All right. Well, again, hey, thanks. Yeah, that's just the truth, you know? Like, hey, let them deal with the headaches sometimes. That's what they pay them for, you know? Shoot,
calls customer service, in other words.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a choice with that one, you know? He'll show up at my doorstep. Claiming to see his grandson and then dump everything on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. This is funny. How did you end up watching the Lakers last night and now I ended up with all this crap? I'm like, oh. It's all good. It's all good. God doesn't give us anything we can't handle, so that's why I got him like
right.
This. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day. If you need anything, just give me a shout, okay?
You too. Appreciate it, John.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to working with you. I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt. I could tell in the beginning you were like, I don't know, but you made a really good decision.
I feel
today.
Like you got to be like that. You got to be like that. If I wasn't like that, then I feel like you don't get the best salesperson in the world. Like, I don't get to see what the best of you is, right? Unless I'm resentful. So
that's true too. A lot of the times, I let the refs get beat up. You know, that's why I don't usually deal with any kind of stuff. But they only have like a handful of us that are authorized to do transactions. You know, because we're all Google partners, so we have to get like these certifications, and then they monitor our computers and stuff. But yeah, I'm happy I've gotten to the point where I don't usually have to deal with the client unless they want me to get you a discounted deal. So you actually did a really good job of convincing him to get to get me on the line. Otherwise, you would have just, you know, dealt with him the whole time. So
you never take the first deal, bro. Never take the first deal.
Yeah, he was like, he's asking me a lot of technical questions. I was like, okay, I got you. So that's good, though. You know, that's how you know it's somebody like-minded. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, who is this? How's it going, number? How does it work? I'm like that, too. So it's all good.
Yeah, you gotta be, dude. I mean, if not, you literally just signed your life away, dude. You know?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the older guys, you know, they're just like, okay, obviously they don't know how to do anything with the computer, so they know they lack in that part of their business, but they don't think they should, so they're just like, sign me up, let's go. You know, they don't get a lot of detail. I'm like, you really should get a lot of detail. You need to know about how these pins work. You know, when to expect that, when to expect to actually start getting ROI. You know, some of these guys, they just trying to dive into things without getting details. And I could tell that's the only
right.
way they end up with systems. I hate to kind of say this because it's going to be a shot at you, but that's how you end up with crap like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List is by not doing it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt,
yeah.
dude.
So obviously you've learned from that, you know, and that's good. But I'm hoping that,
well,
you know,
what got me with Angie's List is like, it's like, I didn't know that they throw that job at, you know, five or six different people. So when you told me that, it kind of steered me away from it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, I mean, again, our calls are recorded. Google tells us not to kind of talk trash on Angie's List or HomeAdvisor because HomeAdvisor pays Google $5 million a month. So they don't want me like trashing them and to gain your business. But I do like to be transparent because a lot of times people sign up for that and they don't really explain. They have like a don't ask, don't tell policy or something. I worked with a guy who told me that he didn't even think he was paying for a lead. And then he called me back the next day and was like, thank you so much. They debited me $1,500 and I didn't even know. So he didn't know that every single lead
Jesus.
I was getting. Yeah. So it's weird because I guess they get through that sign up process without them actually explaining that to their customers. And then they find out the hard way. And they end up with this big old bill that they didn't even agree to. So, you know, that's why I'm very transparent.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I hammered my guy pretty hard, just like I did to y'all.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured out about the leads, but like,
yeah.
like the lead fees and the average of them, you know, he said it's anyways in my industry $15 to $30.
Wow.
And I'm like $15 to $30 for a job that I'm gonna make $300, like, because literally my profit margin is like. 80%,
yeah,
90% on
yeah.
my business, you know.
I'm
so.
Like, then you got that diesel truck, then you got to go
right.
out there. Yeah, it's like you're paying, and then you're gonna have to drop your price to compete with the other guys that are getting the lead. So that's eating your profit. And then if you
got
to,
and like that's another thing. So like I got another guy that I kind of like, me and him throw each other business too. So like I try not to undercut. You know, it's not like we're competitors. I mean, we are competing for the same business, but at the same time, at the end of the day, we're both doing this part-time. So,
right.
It's kind of like, I'm not, and he's a friend. So
if
I'm not
I can't get
friend,
to it,
so.
You go get to it and pick, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
It's better
just
good.
Leaving it hanging out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys will help
we
each
together,
other make money when you need it.
Help each other.
Yeah. Networking's huge. You know, I tell people that all the time. They say, how do you become so successful? I'm like, man, it's the right people. You got to know how to identify the right people and then, you know, keep those relationships going because it takes the,
yep.
you know, it takes a village. You know, it's the same thing with raising kids. You know, you need grandma. you need grandpa.
Definitely.
So it's
like, I can't
kind of
tell you
thing.
How many times my mom and dad living so close, dude. My
yeah.
kid dropped number two on me, and I'm just like running up to the front. Mom,
yeah.
here you go.
Got
he
this.
Wants to play with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that to his mom all the time. I'm like, oh, he wants his mom, and I'll hand him off, and they go back in the room. She's like, he's got poop.
Well, I didn't know at all.
Oh, that must have happened, yeah. I'm all back with the headset on. Oh man.
Oh,
yeah. That is funny. Yeah, that's just too much. But yeah, I mean, running a business, I can relate it to raising a kid. You know, my sisters told me, oh, you'll be fine. You know, when I was panicking about having a kid, I'm like, no, no, no. They're like, if you can run companies and, you know, what you do for a living, you'll be fine with the kid. I mean, The kids are a lot easier. They don't talk back to you until they get bigger. Yeah. I imagine you're probably dealing with that now. The 7-year-old probably.
Yeah, they talk back to me, and then my instincts just instantly kick in, like father mode.
Oh, I know. My nephew's 7 years